Another quick thing. I've got a sample. This is a really important safety notice. I received some samples about a month ago, and I've been meaning to talk about it, and I'm not putting it off any longer. A lot of people, I'm actually going to write a column about this probably in the next 2 weeks. Just about everybody in town has got a smoke detector, and you're going to think, well, big deal, Tim. Smoke detectors have been around a long time. Yes, there's ones that are powered by AC. You know, that's the regular stuff that your wall outlets use. And there's the battery-powered ones. You know, those are really, really fantastic. They're great. Big deal. So what? Well, if you have a really sophisticated, maybe alarm system in your home, or some other type of, fire alarm, whatever it might be, you might have an interconnected set of smoke detectors. And back even 20 years ago, they had smoke detectors that could be hardwired if you were having alternating current ones, where you could hook up a special wire so that all of the smoke detectors were interconnected. I have those at my own home. But many, many people do not have that or did not, you know, invoke that capability. Well, what if I told you that you could buy right now smoke detectors that are battery operated, that are wireless, just like your cell phones and all this other wireless technology? Here's the advantage. These things all are interconnected. They send out a radio signal so that if one smoke detector goes off, they all go off. Now, that's really important. I've always felt that, you know, people could say all they wanted, they could have these three battery smoke detectors, one in the basement, one on the first floor, one on the second floor. So there's a fire that starts in your basement. It's in the middle of the night. The smoke detector goes off. Well, you may not hear it. You may have your basement door closed. You may sleep with your bedroom door closed. You may never hear that smoke detector. In the meantime, the fire just gets really cooking. And by the time the smoke makes it upstairs, you just may not have a chance to get out. So this wireless technology, really, really good idea. And they even have a special sounder system with it that allows you to, it does a voice recognition type thing too, where instead of just the high-pitched squeal, it actually tells you in a human voice, a recording, that there's a fire and wake up. And actually, I think it's kind of corny, because if that thing played, I'm sure it works. They actually tested it. They tested in groups, said it's better for some people who are hard of hearing. But I can tell you, it wouldn't wake my son up. I mean, I can hit cymbals next to that kid, and it won't wake him up. So, but the biggest thing is, if you haven't already done this, this does save lives. Talk to your local fire prevention officer in your area. There are people who are paid money just to come to your house to help you plan. You really do need a plan for escape in the event of a fire at your home. I know it sounds crazy. It sounds corny. You'll may think a little odd doing it. But you need to pre-plan what happens in a fire. Don't always think that you're going to be able to go down the steps and go out the front door. That just won't work. You may have to go out a window. You may have to sit on a roof. But everybody needs to know where to go. So these wireless smoke detectors are really pretty good. And I would highly recommend that you get one. So simple as that.